Episode 3. The One with the Missing Gloves.
Welcome to Truly Madly Smiley with your host, Lisa, the Smiley Coach. Lisa wrote this podcast because she wants you to grow up knowing you are not alone. She wants to help you feel confident from the inside out and know how truly madly amazing you are.
This podcast is powered by unicorns and rainbow sparkles.
The only show where children can soak up positivity, confidence, love, and encouragement whenever they need it.
Are you ready to get your happy on? Let's go!
Well, hello to you, Smiley Crew. Yep, you've made it to episode 3, so you're officially part of the gang. How does it feel? I think it's so amazing that a bunch of like-minded wild hearts have come together. That's sensitive and strong-willed to those of you who haven't listened to episode 2. Whether you're listening to this in the car on the way to school, or you're in your bed and snuggling down for the night, or maybe it's a nice day and you're sitting in the garden, I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for being here with me. So today I want to ask you a quick question. Have you ever lost something or left something behind? I'm thinking that you're probably thinking, yeah, of course I have. And you're right, we all have. That's what makes us human. It's okay for us to forget stuff. FYI, my stepmom used to go bananas if I lost stuff or left it behind or forgot about it. I was in a whole load of trouble, which didn't actually make me remember. You know, it kind of made me more scared, and then I would forget again, and we just went round in circles. It didn't really go anywhere. So do you ever get scared that you're going to forget something? Or lose it even? I think it'd be really helpful if grown-ups could keep their cool and help us. Don't really think shouting helps. But in today's episode, I want to share with you a little trick I've learnt that comes in really handy when you can't find what you're looking for. So what does help you remember things? I definitely like to write stuff down or draw pictures. I stick post-it notes on the front door with things like, don't forget your lunch, as if I would forget my lunch. I absolutely love food. But sometimes when you're rushing around and you've got a lot on your mind, you can forget the simplest of things. I can remember writing lots of lists when I was growing up. There is nothing more satisfying than ticking things off a list. You feel a bit like a teacher. Try it with a red pen. It's even more satisfying, I promise you. I also think it's quite good to accept that you will forget things, and you know that's okay. When I'm talking, I sometimes forget what I'm saying. I talk really fast, don't I? I put my keys in the fridge and I've put them in the bin. I've forgotten people's birthdays. I've even forgotten people's names. And that makes me sound like I'm a really thoughtless person, but I'm not. In my heart, I know I'm really kind and I mean well. But you know, sometimes I'm human and I'm going to have to give myself a break. So I think you should do that too. Do you think you can make me a promise that from now on, you're going to be a little bit kinder to yourself? Yeah, I know you can do that. When I was younger, I forgot my recorder, my homework, my spellings, my reading book, my PE kit. It was like, when it came to school, I had so much to remember that I forgot. My brain had no space left in it. But when you're kinder to yourself and you allow yourself to get it wrong, you are less likely to forget. It takes the pressure off. So when you start thinking, I literally can't forget anything, and you're not very kind to yourself, well, then you're going to forget. And the other way you learn is by making mistakes, isn't it? Strictly speaking, you won't have to make the same mistakes over and over, although there have been a few of those as well, if I'm honest. But again, I'm going to be kind to myself and remember that I don't always learn something the first time round. When it comes down to my really special belongings, like jewellery that was gifted to me, or my purse, because I work really hard to earn my money, maybe my phone or my iPad and my laptop. I do really try and take care of those. Are you good at taking care of your special things? Have you got something that you love? Maybe it's not even expensive, but it means something to you. Have you found a safe space to keep it in? I think when something is special to you, it isn't for everybody. It's yours, and you get to decide who you share it with. So that doesn't just apply to your belongings. It's the same for food, clothes, and your private thoughts. I do not like sharing my food, because by the time I sit down to eat, I'm pretty hangry. You know what that is, right? It's a cross between hungry and angry. So if you try and eat my food, that is not going to end well. And don't get me started on people who pinch crisps or chips off your plate. Seriously, like, eat your own food. Leave mine alone. I actually think it's polite and good manners that people ask before they use or borrow your things. That's respecting your personal space. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, respect. Likewise, you have to ask when it doesn't belong to you. That may sound obvious, but in so many families, I hear about people getting into arguments about borrowing stuff and not putting it back where they found it. And, ugh, who hasn't changed the loo roll? Technically, the loo roll didn't belong to anybody, but we are all using the loo and the loo roll. Therefore, the rule is the last person to use the last sheet of loo roll has to put it in the bin and change it for a new one. Do you have that rule in your house? Sounds really easy, right? Do you remember to change the loo roll when you need to? Oh, I think I could do a whole episode on that one, but I've already wasted enough hours on that drama. My stepmum used to do a police detective style interrogation where we'd all have to sit around the kitchen table in silence until somebody owned up to not changing it. The consequences were just her bad mood, but that was enough to make me take the blame so we could all get back to having fun. When I was growing up, we had lots of arguments. Jasmine and I were very close in age. She's the next sister down from me. There's 15 months between us. And so sometimes we shared clothes. In fact, when I think about it, everything she had, I wanted. She didn't seem to be so bothered about borrowing my things. Now that's got me thinking that maybe they weren't as cool. One year, my stepmom, I can't keep calling her that. Her real name was Angela, or Cruella de Vil, as I used to call her, because she was so mean to us when my dad wasn't there. And what was worse was that when he came home, he never believed him. He never believed what we told him. Ange would read my diary. I mean, the cheek of it. I could tell that she'd read it because she never put it back on the exact spot she took it from. I measured it, and it moved every time. I would hide it under my mattress in the same spot, and I would fold the sheet in a certain way so it was obvious to me when she had been snooping. Reading somebody's private thoughts is so rude. Private thoughts are, well, they're private, aren't they? And we're allowed to have private thoughts. Private thoughts aren't the same as secrets. We don't have secrets, but we can have thoughts and feelings that we keep to ourselves. We don't have to tell everybody everything. Do you know we have something like 62 million thoughts that pass through our brain a day? Even I can't talk that much, so I couldn't be telling you all my thoughts. And I talk a lot. The thing is with Angela, even if you asked her not to snoop, she would do it anyway, and then she would fib about it. As I said, the cheek of her. Oh no, sorry, I've gone right off on one there. Anyway, back to losing stuff. I want to tell you a story about the time I lost a very lovely pair of woolly red gloves. They weren't expensive or particularly special, but I was really very fond of them and they kept my hands roasty toasty. They were dark red with a black leather trim, quite smart, and they matched my scarf. Remember those things you love? And if you lost them, you'd be sad too, wouldn't you? The saddest thing I lost was our first cat. He went to cat heaven. Now that really is a big loss. That's a different type of loss. because Tom was like part of our family, and even though he would wake me up by purring his cat food breath in my face, I really did miss him like crazy. I think when you lose a pet, the sadness never goes away, but the memories, they stay in your heart. As time goes on, you somehow get used to them not being around. Gosh, we had so many pets when I look back. A rabbit called Snowball, a guinea pig called Squirt. He had a bit of a squirty bottom. Two ginger cats called Marmalade 1 and Marmalade 2. And a huge black dog called Benson. Ah, Benny boy. He was lovely. So I guess we'll talk about this loss another time, because it is part of life and we have to deal with it. But for now, let's get back to the missing gloves. So picture the scene. I'd finished work for the day and was heading home. At the time, I was a nanny looking after two little boys in a beautiful house near where I lived. Did you know I was a nanny whilst I was training to be a Smiley coach? Do you know what a nanny is? Think about Mary Poppins, a spoonful of sugar, spit spot. Actually, I did have magical powers when it came to children, but not ones like she had. I couldn't magically tidy toys away with a click of my fingers. But what I could do was play and have fun with them. I loved listening to them and teaching them stuff. And of course, there was always a cuddle there when they needed it. I think that's all you need as well, isn't it? Play, fun, somebody to listen to you and understand you, somebody to ask questions when you aren't sure, and lots of hugs. Am I right? Or was there something else that you needed? So on that particular day, when it was a bit chilly, I got in my car, cranked up the heating, turned on the radio, dug around in my pockets, and I couldn't find my gloves. They had gone. Often when I'm driving, I talk to my steering wheel. Well, it feels like that's what I'm doing, because who else is listening to me? Who else do you think is listening to you when you talk to yourself? Do you know what you are listening to you when you're talking to yourself? I know for a fact that your brain can hear everything you're saying to it, and your brain believes what you tell it is true. So I think it's a really good idea to be careful about what you tell yourself. Lots of the things we say to ourselves in our head aren't true. Do you remember back in episode 1, we talked about that mean girl voice, or boy voice. Sorry if you're a boy listening to this, I don't want you to feel left out. It is really important that you make sure you speak to yourself nicely. And we did promise at the beginning of this episode that we were going to try and be a lot kinder to each other. I was quite fed up that I'd lost my gloves. I really loved them. So I said out loud, "Please, can you help me find my gloves? I really want to find them. Please help me find my gloves." You never know. Maybe my steering wheel was listening. Or the angels. Or my cat, Tom, in heaven. Or maybe one of the other pets. Who do you think would be listening to you if you asked for help? I often wonder if my nanny is listening. That's my dad's mum, who I was really close to when I was growing up. I like to think that she watches over me and protects me wherever I am. Do you have someone like that? Whatever you believe, whether you believe in angels or pets or people in heaven, I want you to have a go at asking for help. Maybe you want to ask your mum or phone a friend, but whatever it is you decide to do, just be sure that you ask. It's okay to ask for help. You don't have to do everything by yourself. You don't have to know everything. And that's what people that you love are there for. Think how much you'd like to help other people and how good that feels when you know that you can help them. So the good thing to remember is when you ask for help, just do it and then let it go. I drove home singing away to the radio. I love singing, even though I know that I sing really out of tune. I think I'm actually a lot better than I am. You know, pretending to be some sort of rock star in my car. A rock star in my car. That rhymes, doesn't it? I'm no rock star, but it is really good for you to belt out a good tune at the top of your voice. And no one's listening anyway, are they? The next day, when I got to work, I'd forgotten about my gloves. See, I told you, I can be forgetful. I drove to work and I pulled up outside the house. I was so grumpy because somebody had parked in my space. I had to park my car next to a tree, which was a bit tricky, and it took me ages. I was half asleep anyway, and yeah, probably a bit grumpy. Are you grumpy first thing in the morning? It was super cold that morning. I could see my breath swirling around in front of me like white smoke. I got out of the car and scowled at the tree. It was a skinny little thing, a baby one. Still had lots of growing to do. I don't know why, but I looked up at the branches. And guess what was hanging from the branches of the tree? Yes, you're right. Can you believe it? There they were, my ruby red gloves. All present and correct with their black leather trim. My smile washed the grumpiness away and I went to work feeling so much brighter and lighter. So you see, lovely wild heart, everything does happen for a reason. Sometimes we don't know why it's happening, but we don't need to worry about it. We just need to trust that everything is working out for us, just the way it needs to. You'll be pleased to know there's no right or wrong way to ask for help, but I've got a really good fun sheet to help you put this into practice. I'll link to that in the show notes for you. And you know, you will need to practice doing it because most of us, especially if we're big thinkers or worrywarts, tend to think about the negative and the bad stuff. So it helps to think about what you want, not what you don't want. There's nothing wrong with that, by the way. We all have amazing brains and imaginations, but it's better for us if we can learn how to use them properly. An imagination gone wonky can lead you down all sorts of dark thought holes. And I don't know about you, but I don't really like hanging out there. So this is super helpful, isn't it? Because lots of things can go missing or we don't have the answers in life. Remember in episode 2, when I told you where all the odd socks were hiding? So what about that? The missing answer to a maths problem, where you might be able to find your keys. So annoying when you can't find your keys. What about when you aren't sure what to do about an argument with your friend? In that case, I would probably say, please can you show me a sign and tell me what I need to do about this situation with my friend, and then say your friend's name. I'd probably ask about Smeller. You need to get back to the first episode to find out about her. She is my frenemy. Or you could ask your smiley thought cards. Have you got some smiley thought cards? You can pick up a box in my online shop. I'll link to those in the show notes for you. They're often a really great source of comfort and they can guide you when you're feeling a bit lost or unsure. I always seem to get the right card at the right time and I find that really helpful. When you first start asking for things, I would start off with something really small, like asking for a parking space or a seat at the front row of the cinema, if that's what you want. Seriously, try it out. Say out loud, when I go to the cinema to see, what are you going to see? Peter Rabbit. That was the last film I watched. When I go to the cinema to see Peter Rabbit, please can you get me a really good seat? So you're going to give it a go, see what happens. You can ask for whatever you want. I can't wait to hear how you get on. The best place to find me is at the Energy Pod. I'm there every week with the rest of the Smiley crew. We're all learning how to be with our uncomfortable feelings so they have less power over us. And you can do that too. You're really welcome to join us. There are lots of wild hearts like you who want to talk about their worries and feel better. I'll link to the energy pod in the show notes for you as well. So how do you get your hands on all these lovely show notes? What you need to do is jump on over to the website smileyforlife.com/TMS3. T for truly, M for madly, S for smiley. TMS3. So I hope that's helpful. And just know that whenever you need it, help will appear. And it won't always show up in the way that you think it will. But you know, life has got your back and it wants the best for you. So that's all for this week. Thanks again for being here. I'm so grateful that you've taken the time to tune in. Be sure to catch next week's episode when I'll be talking about what happens when we dive into a big dark thought hole. But don't worry, I'm going to tell you how you can find your way out without too much trouble at all. So I'll see you then. Take care. Bye.
If you enjoyed that, please tell all your friends.